Good morning. My name is Shannon, and I am an alcoholic. Hi. Breathe. My sobriety date is December 19th, 2002. My home group is the This Too Shall Pass group of in Boise, Idaho, District 3, Idaho Area 18. Home of PRASA 2013. Yay! And I am honored to serve as the CPC PI West Chair. So when I received the loving invitation from Gail to present this topic on Panel 7, Diversity, Are We Inclusive? Members with Physical Disabilities, I was immediately struck with fear and butterflies. This really loud voice said to me, what are you going to say? How are you going to gather information to talk for 10 minutes on something you know nothing about? But from past experiences, I know that this is the voice that I should never listen to. Then the voice of reason and a higher purpose kicked in and kindly and calmly said, you can do this and you will learn how to be of service to those with physical disabilities. So my first question was, what actually defines physical disabilities? Physical disabilities would include those who may be hearing, visually, or speech impaired, those who are homebound, chronically ill, those who use wheelchairs, walkers, or crutches, and those who are developmentally disabled or who suffer from brain damage or stroke. Imagine having these types of challenges and trying to find a meeting that could accommodate these special needs. Imagine if there was only one meeting a week that could provide you access. So, are we inclusive for those with special needs? I'd like to think so as I walk down the stairs of the church to my home group. Oh, wait a minute. If there was someone in a wheelchair wanting to attend this awesome meeting, they wouldn't be able to make it down these narrow, dimly lit stairs. 5 years ago, when we started this meeting, special needs access may not have been considered. And though we can't accommodate every special need for every person, at least we can have an awareness of what special needs are and how we as individuals and groups can help. Tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA Unity comes to mind, and the story of Eddie Reckenbacher and his courageous company when their plane crashed in the Pacific. Like us, they had suddenly found themselves saved from death, but still floating upon a perilous sea. How well they saw that their common welfare came first. None might become selfish of water or bread. Each needed to consider the others in abiding faith. They knew they must find their real strength. In order to create unity and strength within the fellowship, we must consider everyone who is among us, including those who have special disabilities. So what does the General Service Office offer for our members with special needs? Well, first of all, there are a multitude of audio, visual, conference-approved literatures and other literature available for the alcoholic with special needs. For the blind or visually impaired alcoholic, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, and the Daily Reflections, a book of reflections by AA members for AA members, and a number of pamphlets are offered in Braille. The Big Book and the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions are all also available in large print as well as audio cassettes and CDs. For the deaf or hearing impaired alcoholic, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions are available in American Sign Language, ASL, on DVD or VHS. There are also a number of AA videos and conference-approved AA public service announcements that are closed captioned, as well as service materials and illustrated, easy-to-read pamphlets. The Special Needs Accessibilities Workbook is also available and can be ordered through the General Service Office. It contains details on how to get a Special Needs Accessibilities Committee started in your area and has many suggestions on how the committee and groups can communicate and help those with special needs. Information on the workbook and the conference-approved literature can be found on the Alcoholics Anonymous website at aa.org. If you have any questions about special needs, you can email the General Service Office's Special Needs Desk at specialneeds@aa.org. Services and materials offered may also include Loners Internationalist Meeting, LIM, a newsletter for AA members who are in isolated areas, at sea or home or hospital bound, known as homers, or deaf and stay in touch with other members by mail and newsletters. Many AAs also share via computer bulletin board and online meetings. If the deaf alcoholic has access to a computer with a camera and internet, there are face-to-face American Sign Language AA meetings, as well as other different language meetings. The online meetings and information can be found at aa-intergroup.org. It is just a really cool site. Lots offered on that site. So what can individuals or groups do to help our fellow AAs with special needs? Individuals and or groups can assign a helper for the blind or visually impaired newcomer that can guide them through the meeting place until the surroundings become familiar. Equally important is that the meeting room should always be set up exactly the same way, or the blind or visually impaired members should be alerted to what is different. For the deaf or hearing impaired, bring in an American Sign Language ASL interpreter to your meeting if possible. An ASL interpreter may be hard to find, and they can be costly. There are alternatives to try which do not include costs. Try to find a qualified ASL interpreter within AA who is willing to volunteer their services. Also, high school or college students of the language may do it for free just for the experience. It's important to acknowledge that the professional ASL interpreter adheres to a strict code of ethics, which will assure the confidentiality of the AA meeting. Many deaf or hearing impaired can speech read lips. To make speech reading work, the meeting must be aware that the deaf or hearing impaired person is in attendance, the meeting is well lit, and the speaker is in view. Another option is through telecommunications relay service, or TTY, if it's available in your community. Dial 711 to reach the service, and as one talks, the operator types the message for the AA member. There is no charge except for long distance. Information on this service can be found in the front section of the phone book under Services for Customers with Disabilities. The phone book I found has an entire page of information explaining the services and phone numbers for each. For the homebound member, AAs can take a meeting to their home or hospital room. For those who are not confined to bed, AAs and their group often drive them to and from meetings, install wheelchair ramps over steps to the meeting room, and arrange the room so that there is ample space for wheelchairs and or walkers. It's also important to make sure that restrooms at the meeting place are wheelchair accessible as well. For the developmentally disabled members, the home group can have a big book or 12 steps and 12 traditions book study. Members will read aloud portions of the literature and discuss what was just read. Individuals can even take the time to sit and read literature with someone, an awesome act of kindness and selflessness. Last fall, a number of AA members in our community began to gather and discuss the special needs in the Boise, Idaho area. The committee is structured to address accessibility special needs at conventions, assemblies, and meetings. There is also a subcommittee called Special Needs, Compassionate Friends of Bill W. Their focus is to update the meeting schedules with identified wheelchair accessible meetings. They're also taking meetings to people that are homebound or in the hospital and providing transportation for those who are not able to drive due to the disability and not because they lost their driver's license. Though the committee has not had a lot of requests this time, word is getting out that these services are available to those in need. The committee not only works with the local central office, but also with the area's H&I, hospitals and institutions, CPCPI, cooperation with the professional community, public information committees. Though they have just begun, the committee already has about 30 volunteers who are ready to serve. Make that 31. Our experience, strength, and hope is the most important thing we have to share, and can be conveyed in the many ways mentioned above. But remember, the language of the heart can be heard, seen, and felt by all members, including those with physical disabilities. A friendly smile, a handshake, or a hug can make all the difference in the world to someone who's struggling to stay sober for just one day. I am responsible when anyone anywhere reaches out for help. I want the hand of AA always to be there, and for that I am responsible. Thank you, PRASA, for the opportunity to serve.